Greetings to all, and welcome to the SMS, the Success Made Simple training series designed to empower, enlighten, and encourage you in 8 minutes or less per day. Our motto is simple. You will achieve success by becoming your best. Our request is simple as well. Send this podcast to your colleagues, team members, even coworkers and friends so they can have some inspiration and information to help them reach their goals. The author and host of today's podcast is none other than D.L. Wallace of the Success Training Institute. Enjoy.
Thank you and greetings to everyone joining us on this podcast today. It's always a joy and an honor to connect with you. Let's jump right into our topic today, my friends, and that topic is simply be specific. Be specific. You think about how specificity dominates our lives every day. Go to a fast food restaurant, even just a simple fast food restaurant, and you'll see specificity at its finest, where people will get up and they'll order a double meat hamburger with no cheese, light on the onions, hold the pickles, and extra mustard. They'll be so specific about that order, they'll even be specific about the drink order. Give me a large Coke, light on the ice. Yes, my friend, specificity plays a major role in almost everything that we do. Well, specificity, however, does not play a large enough role in business, because as leaders, we should incorporate certain aspects of specificity into everything we do to build our strong teams and organizations and to have thriving entrepreneurial enterprises. I submit to you, my friends, that if we are specific in the right areas, that it will produce extraordinary results. In our SPEC acronym, we're going to outline the four key components where we should be specific, and if we are, we'll see greater results even in our businesses. Let's outline them, my friends. That S in our SPEC acronym even reminds us that we should be specific with our speech. Yes, my friends and neighbors, specific with our speech. And you see, everywhere you look, there's specificity in speech. If someone's pulled over by a police officer and they get arrested, they'll hear these words: you have the right to remain silent, and if you give up that right to remain silent, anything that you say can and will be used against you in a court of law. You've got the right to an attorney. You'll hear specificity in speech even from a police officer. I challenge you, my friends and neighbors, to let that be a backdrop as to how we should be so specific and tight when it comes to our business presentations. When someone asks you what you do, you should have a specific canned response. When someone asks you how well you do it, you should also have a response. I say to you, my friends and neighbors, if we can practice our responses, our presentations become much cleaner. Have you ever gotten up in front of a crowd, a large audience, a group of people, and you were getting ready to make a presentation about what you do, and then it seemed like the words got tangled up, like it wasn't as clean as it should have been? Even if you had a PowerPoint presentation, you didn't flow the way you should have flowed. That just means that we were not practicing specificity in the areas where we should. Well, I say to you, my friends, you know the common objections. You know the common hesitations. You know what reasons people are going to give you for not wanting to move forward. You know what reasons customers won't buy, and our ability to overcome objections with specificity is paramount, because now we're saying to individuals, yes, we already know what the responses might be. Let's prepare a presentation that's specific so that we can give an adequate reply. I'd say, my friends, when our speech is specific, we win more than we lose. And it's not just our speech in our presentations and in overcoming objections. It's also our speech in what we're going to accomplish. Remember, my friends and neighbors, if we're specifically avoiding negativity in our speech, then we are attracting by default more positive people. More positive people will connect with us when they see that our speech is consistently positive as well, and specifically positive as well. That P in our SPEC acronym also reminds us that we have to be specific in our practices. What do I mean by that? Practice is just a synonym for the word routine. When a guy or a girl goes to the gym, they don't just go to the gym and start running from machine to machine like a little kid in a candy store. On the contrary, they go in knowing how long they're going to be there, what machines they're going to work on, what body parts they want to define, how long they'll be on the treadmill, you name it. They know exactly what they're going to do, and they know what days they have to go to the gym, because they're specific in their routines. Well, you see, oftentimes in business, we lose specificity when it comes to our routine. We don't have a set time for training and development in many cases. Some don't have a set time to prospect. Others don't have a set time for goal setting and to review the goals they've set previously. So we've got, when we're specific in our routines, then things get better. See, a person that works a regular 9-to-5 job, they know what time they're going to get up. They know how long their commute is to the office is going to be. They know what tasks they're going to complete every day. And although some of it may seem in some cases inhumane, and it might seem to a certain degree that it is dehumanizing, so to speak, they still have a routine that they follow, and that routine is going to give them specific results. By the same token, routines typically equate to specific results. What time have you set aside for goal setting? What time have you set aside for making presentations and meeting new prospects? What time, what day, what specifics are in place for you to evaluate the networking events that you attended last week or last month? Yes, my friends, see, what happens when we're specific is we typically get in our routines, rather, we get better results. The person who's specific at the gym, they get a predictable, consistent result. The person who's specific with a diet, they get a specific result. By the same token, we deserve to give our businesses the same level of specificity when it comes to our routines. Should we wake up at 8 o'clock one day and at 2 o'clock the next day and at 12 o'clock the next day? Absolutely not. That's just saying that there's not a routine in place that we can hang our hats on. I challenge you, my friends and neighbors, to commit to that routine. That E in our SPEC acronym simply reminds us that we have to have specific exposure to excellence. Yes, specific exposure to excellence. You know, if you take a plant and you restrict that plant from light, it doesn't matter how healthy the plant is and how much water that plant receives. If it does not get enough exposure to light, that plant won't live long. It's the same token in business. You can have a very talented individual who's surrounded by knuckleheads, and that individual won't succeed just because they're not exposed to enough excellence. See, excellence in business is like light to a plant. The more you get, the better. You can't ever have too much, in fact, because that just says I'm learning and gleaning and receiving from someone else who's better than me, who works harder than me, who's proven it more than me, and they're going to help me step up my game. Who do you have that you can count on and rely on that's excellent, and how often are you exposed to them? Do you have specific mentors that you're seeking, specific coaching that you're requesting, specific circles that you want to run in? I challenge you, my friends and neighbors, to get specific in your level of exposure to excellence. Identify the people, the places, the things that you want to be exposed to and hang around, and identify how long you want to be around those individuals every single week. If you can, the more the merrier, the much the better. I can say, my friends and neighbors, that that exposure to excellence is going to help in every aspect of your business. I wish we had time to complete this training segment, my friends. And if you enjoy what you heard thus far, I can assure you Success Training Institute will grow your business and change your life. And remember, whether you run your business full-time or part-time, I thank you for your time. I'm D.L. Wallace, and you are one step closer to achieving your goals.